السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أي عباد الله ما أن يأتي رمضان من كل عام إلا وذكرى أفراح تمر أواطرنا وتتلألأ في الآفاق مآثر آبائنا إنها ذكرى الانتصارات والبطولات والصولات والجولات إنها ذكرى انتصار الحق على الباطل انتصار الخير على الشر إنها تجلي أنوار الوحي الإلهي ودحيا لظلمة الكفر والطغيان الملهي. أيها المؤمنون إن رمضان ليس بشهر الكسالى وضعاف النفوس إنه شهر تكريم أصحاب اليقين أولئك هم المفلحون عملوا رجاء رضاء الكريم فاستغلوا أوقات رمضان بطاعة السميع العليم فأحادوا دوحة للرضا والنعيم وأقبلوا عليه بالإذعان والتسليم أرشعوا تنزل الذكر فأكثروا فيه لله الشكر شكر اللسان وشكر الجنان ولسانهم بالشكر والذكر رب، وقلبهم بالإيمان واليقين رحب، فهلموا نعش مع الأسلاف ما عاشوا من عزة الإسلام التي أنفعشوا. أيها المؤمنون الشرفاء، في السابع عشر من رمضان من السنة الثانية من الهجرة النبوية جرت أحداث عظام لا زالت ذكراها وستظل بإذن الله في الأذهان على مر الأيام. إنها الفيصل بين الحق والباطل، بين النور والظلمة، بين الخير والشر. إنها إشراقة فجر جديد على عالم الإنس والجن. إنها معركة بدر الكبرى نصر الله فيها أهل الإيمان وأيدهم بالملائكة جند من جند الرحمن، فضربوا بأسيافهم هام الكفار فانتصروا وانهزم الأشرار. وبقت وستبقى على مر التاريخ تاج عز للمؤمنين وعلى الكافرين توبيخ. قبل فتحها ظهرت ملامح الرجال، فهاهم قطعوا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم السهول والجبن، بلغوا بدرا فتجلت سماحة القائد العظيم وأدب الصحابة الكريم. فلما أونسوا من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه خشي عليهم إن قد خرجوا للقاء العير فإذا بها القتال مع عدوهم، فقام المقداد بن الأسود في ثبات المؤمن الذي شرى بنفسه سلعة الله، وقام سعد بن معاذ رضي الله عنهما فقال مقالة الواثقين، ووقف الناس معهم وقوف المؤمنين. قال المقداد: يا رسول الله امضي لما امرك الله فنحن معك. الى ان قال: فوالذي بعثك بالحق لو سرت بنا الى برك الغمام لجالتنا معك من دونه حتى تبلغ. وقام سيد الانصار سعد بن معاذ فقال: امضي يا رسول الله لما امرك الله فنحن معك. الى ان قال: فوالذي بعثك بالحق لو استعرضت من البحر فخذته لخذناه معك. ما تخلف منا رجل واحد. انها ملحمة بدر الكبرى التي قال عنها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ان جبريل عليه السلام جاءه فقال: ما تعدون على بدر؟ قال: من افضل المسلمين، او كلمة نحوها. قال جبريل: وكذلك من شهد بدرا من الملائكة. ايها المؤمنون الشرفاء، وفي السنة الثامنة من الهجرة كان الحدث العظيم تحقق بعد الله لرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لتدخلن المسجد الحرام ان شاء الله امنين محلقين رؤوسكم ومقصرين لا تخافون. انه فتح مكة العظيم الذي ظهرت فيه عزة الاسلام، وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل ان الباطل كان زهوقا. فزهق الكفر والجبروت والفطر والتعالي على عباد الله والكبر، وعلى بلال الحبشي سطح الكعبة الله اكبر فوقها، فظهر جليا وان كان من قبل ظاهرا امر الله تعالى. ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين، ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون. وفي الخامس والعشرين من رمضان من نفس العام ارسل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد ان طهر ساحة الحرم المكي من صور الشرك وامثال الجاهلية، ارسل خالد بن الوليد رضي الله عنه في 30 فارسا الى بني شيبان لهدم العزى. وفي رمضان سنة 9 ارسل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ابا سفيان بن حرب والمغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنهما الى الطائف لهدم اللات. فيا لله، اين المخذلون؟ اين القادعون في سرابيب الهوى المعاني الرمضانية العظيمة. وفي رمضان وقعت معظم أحداث الإسلام. ففي رمضان من السنة الثالثة عشرة وقعت معركة البويض، وفيها وقعت معركة اليرموك، وفيها فتحت بلاد النوبة وجزيرة رودوس، وفيها كانت غزوة طريف، ووقعت حارب وعين جالوت، وفيها تم فتح الأندلس وفتوح فرنسا وبلاد البدر وفتح عمورية وأنطاكية وأرمينيا الصغرى وجزيرة قبرص وفتح بلغراد والبوسنة والهرسك. فأين مضت القرون الأوس؟ وما بال الأمر قد استدار وتحوز؟ أما لنا في تبدل الأيام مدتر؟ ما لنا في تبدل الأحداث معتبر؟ أي عباد الله، ها قد مضى من رمضان ما مضى، فأين إلى الخائفون الوتلون؟ لا على صومهم من أن يرد عليهم، بل على خوفهم من الجوع والعطش أن يضار القوم ويزعجهم. يخافون من رمضان أن يرهقهم حين صومهم، وما خافوا أن يرهقوه بكثرة أكلهم. أي عباد الله، إن الأهاديج والأغاني ليست تحقق لنا الأماني. يموت المسلمون ولا نبالي، ونهدف بالمكارم والخصال، ونحيا العمر أوتارا وقصفا، ونحيا العمر في قيل وقال. ترى الصلبان قد نفرت وعبت لنصرة تابعيها في الضلال، ونحن المسلمون ننام حتى يضيق الدهر بالنوم الخبال. نسينا واتقوا يوما ثقيلا، فيه النيران تقذف كالجبال. فإنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. عباد الله، أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي خلق فسوى، وقدر فهدى، وأخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، علم الإنسان فعلم ما لم يكن يعلم، فكان أتما علمه ربه أنه هو العليم الحكيم الخبير، وأنه المستحق وحده أن يعبد، وأنه على كل شيء قدير. فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وهو السميع البصير. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله البشير النذير، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، إن رمضان شهر تشتاق إليه القلوب لملاقاتها فيه الطمأنينة والنور، وترتقبه الأبدان لراحتها من كثرة الطعام والفتور، وترقبه النفوس لخلاصها من كوامن الفساد والشرور. فهو شهر جهاد النفس والشيطان، وشهر جهاد الأعداء من بني الإنسان. أي عباد الله، ها قد مضت من رمضان عشر الأول، وانتصف وأوشك أن يرحل. ترى ماذا أودعنا فيه، وبماذا سيشهد علينا عند باريه؟ هل أحسننا فيه الصنيع، أم لم يكن فيه إلا الظمأ والجوع؟ هل قمنا إيمانا واحتسابا، أم ذهب قيامنا سرابا؟ أي عباد الله، إن ثم أناس لم يقدروا لرمضان قدره، ولم يحفظ أحدهم للشهر حرمته. أي عباد الله، والله ما بدل على الناس ما كانوا فيه من النعيم إلا بسبب ما فارقوه من طاعة الله المعز. إخواني في الله، إن الغفلة عن الله مصيبة، وأي مصيبة. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم، فمن غفل عن ذكر الله وألهت الدنيا عن العمل للدار الآخرة أنساه العمل لمصالح نفسه، فلا يسعى لها بما فيه نفعها، ولا يأخذ بأسباب سعادتها وإصلاحها. فيا لخسارة المغبون، ويا لضياع المفرطين. سهر بالليل مع المعاصي، ونوم بالنهار والناس في مآسي، حتى خرج عنهم الشهر وذنبهم الذي حفر أكبر من الذي قد غفر. أي عباد الله، إنها هذا الصنف من الناس هو سبب ما الأمة فيه من المصائب والإحن. أدرك أم لم يدرك، فإن الذنوب تميج القلوب ويورث الذل إدمانها، وهي مع ذلك سبب نزول المصائب، وما زوالها إلا بإنابة قلب تائب. إخواني في الله، إن طوالع الأيام خاطبة، فهل أذن لعظاتها واعية؟ وإن بجائع الموت صائبة، ففي كل يوم لنا ميت نشيعه، وفي كل درب لنا وضع لذكراه. فأحسنوا بالعشر الأوسط من رمضان، والتد القدر فإنها خير ليلة في الزمان. أي عباد الله، إنا ونحن نعدد مآثر آبائنا وأجدادنا لتمر أمامنا آلامنا، فنسأل ما السبب في حلول كل هذه الآلام. فإذا بالجواب يأتي من رب الأرباب، ما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. نعم عباد الله، إنها الذنوب. القلب أعلم يا عدول بدائه، ما غير داء الذنب من أدوائه، والذنب أولى ما بكاه أخو التقى، وأحق منك بجفنه وبدائه. فومن أحب لأعصين عوادري، قسما به في أرضه وسمائه. يا ويح من يعص الإله وقد رأى إحسانه بنواله وبدائه، ورأى مساكن من عصى ممن خلى، خلوا تصيح البوم في أرجائه. فوحب من خاب الفؤاد وعيده، ورجى مثوبته وحسن ثوابه. لا ألفين مع البطالة سالكا طرقا تزيد الليل في ظلمائه، ولست مجالسا يوما أخا إحداثة في الدين إذ ذاك هم من أعدائه. أنا مؤمن بالله ثم برسله وبكتبه وببعثه ولقائه. يا رب ثبتنا بقول ثابت عند امتحان العبد تحت ثرائه. فيا عباد الله، اتقوا الله حق التقوى، واعلموا انكم على النار لا تقوى، واعلموا ان ما بالامة من مصاب انما هو مما جرت ايدينا واقدمت عليه نفوسنا، وليس يرفع الله ما بنا الا اذا عدنا لديننا وابقينا الذي علينا وسالنا الله الذي لنا. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين، واعل كلمة الدين، واجعل البوار حليف المفسدين. اللهم انصر اخواننا المستضعفين من المسلمين في مشارق الارض ومغاربها. اللهم انصرهم في فلسطين وكشمير وفي الشيشان وفي العراق وفي كل مكان. اللهم ايدهم بنصرك واهدهم لامرك، ووفقهم للعمل بكتابك وسنة رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ألزمنا وإياهم كلمة التقوى، واجعلنا وإياهم أهلها العاملين بها غير المهملين لها. اللهم إن المسلمين على كثرة في الله وعلى قوة أدلة، وما ذلك إلا لأنهم فارقوا الدين والملة. اللهم فلم شعثهم ووحد صفهم وألف بين قلوبهم وصوب نهجهم على الحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم إن إخوان القردة والخنازير من اليهود الغاشمين والصليبيين المعتدين قد طغوا وبغوا وعادوا في الأرض فسادا، وأحالوا عمار بلاد المسلمين دمارا. اللهم فاجعلها نرى، واشعل قبورهم عليهم نارا، واشعل اللهم عقولهم بالخوف والهم، وثبت اللهم في عروقهم الدم. اللهم رب نساءهم ويسلم اطفالهم وبدد اموالهم وجفف ماءهم. اللهم سلط عليهم جندا من جندك وارنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك. اللهم قد طال ليل الظالمين فاسر بصبح تعلو فيه انوار المؤمنين. اللهم عليك بهم في العراق واسيادهم في فلسطين وابنائهم في الهند وابرادهم في الشيشان. اللهم افضل سلاحهم واسقط طائراتهم واغلق بوارجهم. اللهم اسر البحور لتغلقهم وارسل الرياح لتهلكهم، وسلط عليهم الاجواء التي لم تكن في سابقهم. اللهم شل اقتصادهم ودمر عمارهم وانزل الاوبئة بارضهم. اللهم اسر عليهم من اعوانهم وسلط عليهم جندهم ليسوموهم سوء العذاب المسلمين عليهم اللهم اهد جميع ولاة امور المسلمين لتحكيم شرعك واتباع سنة نبيك والعمل على راحة اوليائك واجعلهم اللهم شوكة في حلوق اعدائك يا رب العالمين. اللهم كن بهم اعداء الاسلام والمسلمين من اليهود والنصارى والحرمانيين والمفسدين. اللهم وفق ولي امرنا بتوفيقك وخذ بيده الى جادة طريقك واهديه سبل الرشاد واجعل امره في سداد هو واخوانه واعوانه يا رب العالمين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى ولهم الهدى لنا. اللهم اغثنا اللهم اغثنا اللهم اغثنا اللهم غيثا مغيثا سحا غدقا طبقا مجللا نافعا غير ضار. اللهم على رؤوس الجبال والشعاب والأودية وملابس الزرع اللهم لتسقي العباد وتحيي به البلاد وتجعله بلاغا للحاضر والباد. عباد الله ان الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله اكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. الله الله
الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه مصطفى. ما بعد عزمه ذات خلبة وازعون emphasizing the merits and benefits of Ramadan and emphasizing some of the evils occurred in Ramadan and the early centuries of Islam. We all know that when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam migrated to Medina, he settled there up until the next year, the second year, when he heard of a caravan of the Kuffar coming from Damascus to Mecca with merchandise. And as they kick the Muslims out of Mecca without taking any of their property or belongings, so the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got the permission from Allah to capture this caravan. They went out in a group of 300 or something like that. When they reached Badr, Abu Sufyan, who was the leader of the caravan, called the people of Mecca and they came in 1,000 soldiers. Very important. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that little group, of a number. But they were big in Iman. Big in Iman. Big in acts of Iman. They used to implement what they say. They never said the word of Islam and they did not. But they were found not implementing it. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Bakr Abu Dhir, because they were real believers. They stick to the law of Islam themselves. And this is an example of how we can correct our situation these days. If we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring victory upon us, then let's implement the Sharia upon ourselves. And this is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise us up. Exactly like what happened in Fatih Mecca. Okay. The same thing in Ramadan. The Prophet opened Mecca and he was very merciful to everyone. And he broke all the abuse of association. He broke all the idols surrounding the Kaaba. Then he sent Khalid ibn Walid with 30 soldiers to Bani Shaiban to break Al-Uzza, the idol that these people used to worship. Then he sent in the next year in Ramadan, which was the 9th year of Hijrah, he sent Abu Sufyan ibn Harb and Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah to Taif to demolish the idol of Allah. Demolishing the views of shirk is the real cause of victory. But if the forms of shirk are established in our hearts, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not send victory upon us, even if we worship, even if we pray, even if we do whatever we want. From what we think that this is good. But the real good thing is to demolish the shirk and the bid'ah from your heart, from your mind. To be upon the Tawheed and Sunnah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send this victory upon us. A lot of evidence occurred. The Battle of Yarmouk, the Battle of Buayr, the Battle of Antakya, opening of Antakya, opening of Bosnia, opening of France, opening of many other places, all occurred in Ramadan. So Ramadan was never a month of sleeping, of eating. Like what Muslims these days, turning it to tea. They're believing that, oh, Ramadan is good. Especially so the reason of only little hours of walking. That is bad. Bad experience about Ramadan. Ramadan was it a month for sleeping? Was it a month for TV programs? Was it a month for marketing? It was a month of worship. It was always the month of worship. So we need to turn it back to the original view, which is worshipping. We need to come and sit in the masjid, in the mosque, recite Quran, bring somebody to teach us Quran. We don't see this kind of circles. Yes, we see sometimes, one is one here, one there, reciting Quran on their own way, full of mistakes. Why shouldn't we come and sit together and learn Quran? This is the month of Quran. This is our brightness. As we all know that the one who memorizes Quran and recites it correctly is the one to be the leader of Jamaah Salah. He's the one to be the leader of. He's the one to be the one who put first in the grave. He's the one going to be raised in the Jannah and put the crown on his head. So why do we turn away from the cause of our brothers? We have to stick to it. We have to learn it. How to recite it, what is the meaning of it, and then implement it. And by that, Muslims will be above everyone else. And don't say, oh, they are always corrupted. What can a person like me do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down His mercy and victory upon the Muslim Ummah, maybe through you, maybe because of you all. So one of us should not say, I'm a little person. No. Everyone is very valuable in Islam. So that's about the khutbah, in very brief. And now, inshallah, we're going to go through the dars. As I said last Friday, although we are in the first dars of Darusul Muhimma, which is the explanation of Quran, of surahs of Quran. However, we stopped from last week to bring the issues of Ramadan. From the minutes of this month are those still lasting nights of Ramadan. Lasting nights of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ruled by the Surah Al-Fajr. Wal-Fajr wa layalin ashr. Wal-Fajr wa layalin ashr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ruled by the last nights. Some scholars say that these nights are the last nights of 10 days of the Hijjah. As what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من عشر. There will not be days the worshiping deeds are most beloved to Allah than in these first 10 days of the Hijjah. So we know that the days of the Hijjah, the first days of the Hijjah are
three weeks. of the number of months of the year, you will have this number. Is it 3 years, 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days, 3 hours, 3 minutes, and 3 seconds? So if you just spend that night in Washington, away from markets, away from playing, away from talking, anything that Allah doesn't like, or any artificial talks, if you just stay in the masjid, and that's why the Prophet ﷺ, although he's the messenger of Allah, he should stay out, or stay in the masjid teaching the people. But he didn't do that. In the last night, he went to his i'tikaf. And in Allah, and he encouraged the people. However, even the wives of the Prophet, they did that to God. For that, this is a very beneficial time. When is Laylatul Qadr? As in Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet said, it is in the last 10 nights. It is in the last 10 nights. Again, in Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet said, if you are seeking it, then seek it on the odd numbers of the nights, of the last night. The odd night. 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, and 29th. In other hadith, the Prophet said, when some Sahaba came to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, we saw in the dream that it is in the 27th. One Sahabi came, then another came, then another came, then another came, in the same day. The Prophet said, well, all these dreams cannot be enough. Then seek it on the 27th. But one should not keep away from worshipping or use only this little time for worship and then on the 27th come, because it might be in Adam at night. In any other night. So Laylatul Qadr, as most of the scholars say, it is transfer. But the best time of it is 27. But it can be in different places. It was found at the time of the Prophet ﷺ on the 27th. 23rd. Sahaba saw it on the 25th. And some saw it on the 24th. So it doesn't mean only on the odd numbers. No, but it is. The best of what is to avoid to seek on the odd numbers. Or on the 27th. But it might be in any night of the last 10 nights. So it means we need to spend good time in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And that's why the Prophet used to do i'tikaf. He did i'tikaf in Ramadan in the first 10 nights. In the second, in the next, in the following year, he did it on the middle of the night. Then in the last couple of years, he kept doing it the night. And he said, whoever is seeking Laylatul Qadr, let him to seek it in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And whoever is willing to make a tikkah, let him to make a tikkah on the last 10 nights of Ramadan. I'm doing it on the last 10 nights of Ramadan. That's what he says, Hassan. So, why we do i'tikaf? When you are in i'tikaf, means in the masjid. When you are in the masjid, you only talk and think and do all what Allah likes. So you are away from anything else. And by that, you might find Laylatul Qadr. And you might be benefited and rewarded for Laylatul Qadr. What is the meaning of i'tikaf? I'tikaf is to stay in the masjid. And once you go out and come back, for no valid reason, you will break your i'tikaf. You'll break. So i'tikaf is to stay in the masjid for a certain period that you intended. If you go out before the period you intended finishes, then you're broken your i'tikaf. and go and see the doctor. Come back immediately. And it is better to be in daytime, not in night time if possible. The second or the third is the intention. If anybody comes to the masjid and stay with no intention of i'tikaf, he came for the intention to rest, to meet somebody, to attend the car, the dars, or for another reason. But he did not have the intention of i'tikaf, this is not going to be an i'tikaf. He did want it for staying in the masjid, but not as i'tikaf. Not as i'tikaf. The place of i'tikaf, where the one can do i'tikaf. There are different opinions of the scholars. Some of them are, let's put this after the last bidah. The last bidah is the person who does the i'tikaf. Who can do the i'tikaf? There are conditions for the person who wants to do the i'tikaf. First one, he must be Muslim. Second, he must be Senate. If he is crazy or if he lost his mind for any reason, is that the count is incorrect. He's not going to be rewarded for that. Purification of Hadith Akbar, like Basik Simon. If one or Basa Simon wants to come for i'tikaf, he must first of all purify himself. And he comes for i'tikaf. The minor hadath doesn't affect on i'tikaf. Meaning wudu. If you break your wudu, no problem for i'tikaf. But if you break the major of purification, then you need to go and purify yourself. It doesn't break your i'tikaf, but it's not a law, it's a condition. And then we come to speak about the place, which has a lot of different opinions of scholars. The reason that the scholars went on different opinions on where a person can do i'tikaf is an ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah and a hadith that reported by Imam Abdul Razzaq Ibn Ammar in his book Al-Musannaf. The ayah is ayah number 186 of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. And don't do any sexual intercourse or any action preceding that while you are doing i'tikaf in the masajid. Masajid is plural of masjid. And here the scholar said, okay, it is plural. That means any masjid. Any masjid. The other said, no, it is only certain masjid. What is that? They said, the Prophet said in the hadith, لَا تِكَافَ إِلَّا فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ الثَّلَاثِ. The i'tikaf isn't valid except in three mosques. The mosque of Kaaba, the mosque of the Prophet ﷺ, and the mosque Al-Aqsa. So the scholars, by these two, by this ayah and this hadith, they would contemplate the opinion. Al-Qurtubi said in his tafsir, it must be in a masjid. It must be in a masjid. For the sake of Allah, al-masajid. So it must be in a masjid. Ibn Qudamah in his book Al-Mughni said the same. He said in a masjid. And better to be in a masjid with Jum'ah. Imam Malik, Shafi'i, and Dawood al-Bayri said in any masjid. Whether big or small masjid being used as the masjid or abundant, even that would be for i'tikaf, as long as it's a small masjid. But he needs to go to pray with the Jama'ah and attend the Jum'ah. Imam Suhri and Al-Hakam, Imam Hamad, they said the important thing is that i'tikaf to be in Masjid Jami. Masjid Jami means a masjid that has or includes all the prayers, all it goes far from that way. Abu Hanifa, Ahmad, Ishaq, Abu Thawr, Al-Hasan, Urwa, and the story in other things, they said Masjid Jama'ah. The important thing is that to be Masjid of Jama'ah. It is similar to the saying before it. It is a Masjid that Jama'ah has, and it is Masjid of Jum'ah perhaps. When it is Masjid Jama'ah, it means the Masjid that has Jum'ah in it. Abba ibn Abi Rabah, one of the Mufassirun, said, no, it is only Al-Masjid al-Nabawi, Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that it is only Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sa'id ibn Musayyib, one of the Tabi'een, Imam of the Tabi'een, he said, sorry, Abba said, Al-Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabawi, two. Sa'id ibn Musayyib said, no, it is only Masjid al-Nabawi in Medina. Hudayb ibn al-Yaman said the i'tikaf can only be in the three holy mosques. Masjid al-Haram, Mecca, Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina, and Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud told him to Sufra, radiallahu anhu, because Sa'id ibn Yazid came to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and he complained. He said, Ya Abdullah, Hadayb ibn al-Yaman says that it's only in the masjid, in the three masjids. What do you say? He said to Hudayfa, maybe you forgot. And they remember what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Or you are wrong and they are right. And that means Ibn Mas'ud selected the saying that it is in any masjid. In any masjid. And this is what reported by, this was reported by Al-Tahawi, Mushkul Al-Athar, Zahabi in Sir Alam al-Nubala and Al-Mizan, Babarani in his book Al-Kabir, Abdul Razzaq ibn Abi Shayba, and even Imam Al-Bani rahimahullah ta'ala, had that and authenticated it in his book Qiyam Ramadan. But he selected the saying that it is in the three Masajid. He said, this hadith of Ibn Mas'ud is authenticated, but Hudayfa was right, three Masajid. But when you look at it, it is more to be in any masjid, because the saying of Allah, Al-Masajid, and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Kaaba illa al-Masajid al-Talat means, The best, as what someone of the scholars like Imam Al-Aymin said, the best at the Kaaba. The best prayers are in the three mosques. The best prayers is which has been done in one of the three mosques. As in Masjid al-Haram, 100,000 times, Masjid al-Aqsa, Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1,000 times, Masjid al-Aqsa, 500 times. That's prayers. So, does that mean other masajid prayer is not allowed? No, it is allowed. They say also i'tikaf. The best i'tikaf is to be in this place. The best i'tikaf is to be in this place. But it can't be done in any masjid. Otherwise, people in remote areas like in India, in America, in Europe, in Africa, cannot do any i'tikaf, especially those poor. And i'tikaf purifies the soul. So it is allowed in any masjid. What is the time of it? Any time in the year you can do i'tikaf, but the best time of it is in Ramadan in the last 10 nights. That is the best. But you can do i'tikaf any time. What is the period of i'tikaf? The best of it is the last 10 nights, complete period, last 10 nights. But it can be any time you assign. If the masjid ever has done a prayer by an hour, you make the intention to make i'tikaf. To make i'tikaf in the masjid. And it will be rewarded for this period as i'tikaf. What is the beginning of the zikah in the last night of Ramadan? At the start, there are different opinions, but the strongest one is what Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha said. That Isa al-Salam entered the zikah right after Fajr of the 21st day of Ramadan. Right after the day, the 21st day of Ramadan. The end of Zikah would be by the sunset of the last day of Ramadan. That is the end. But for those who are doing Zikah in lesser period than this, or those who are doing Zikah in any other time than Ramadan, the beginning and the end of Zikah would be considered upon their intention when they begin that. If he intended to do a tikkah for an hour, if he entered, if he exited, if he left in the tikkah, earlier than that, by any time, then he will be rewarded with that tikkah. Not other than that. What will the person doing a tikkah can do? What he can do? He can recite Quran, he can do remembrance, he can even read books of knowledge, but it is not preferable. As what the scholars used to do when Ramadan comes, not only Atikah, when Ramadan comes, they close books of ilm and go to Quran. They keep reciting Quran, as this is the month of Quran. But if one is reading some books of ilm, it's allowed, no problem. But keep away from books that are unbeneficial or not related. I mean, for sure you avoid books that include elevation, except if you are studying how to, what is the elevation here and how to warn the people from it, like that. What is allowed for the person in that cup? It is allowed for him to eat, to sleep, to go out for wudu, to go out for eat. Eating if food is not allowed in the masjid, but not to go far away. It's allowed for him, if his wife is him, to go to accompany her to the house, like what the Prophet ﷺ did with Safiya, his wife, and perhaps it is allowed for him to visit doctors, the patients, not to visit or to follow the janaza, not to buy and sell. It's not allowed for person to come. Not to ask about merchandise and business outside. That's not allowed. Not allowed. And perhaps what is not allowed, mainly sexual intercourse or any action preceding sexual intercourse. Even thinking of it is not allowed. It's not allowed. But if somebody dreams and passes feminine dreaming, is that the calf is correct? Because it's not about his wedding. For sure, everything unlawful, everything forbidden, and normal occasions is more forbidden in the calf. Like telling lies, mocking, backbiting, all this, boycotting, all this not allowed. Not allowed in the calf. And it will affect negatively on his etiquette. That's all about etiquette. One more thing that women can do etiquette. If the husband allows, absence from her house would not cause a problem in the house or a defect in the house. Like kids will go here and there, find nobody to take care of them, or like that. No, it's not allowed. But like the mothers of believers, they did not have ill children, so they went for Atikah. They did Atikah. So if the woman is old woman, or she doesn't have children, and she asks permission from her wali, whether the husband or father, she must ask permission from the wali. And it comes to Atikah. When she comes to Atikah, she must avoid clothing that is not allowed to be seen outside. She must cover herself very well. She must take care of her aura. She must avoid perfumes. Even the mind must avoid perfume in that cup, as what the scholars say. And she must also use her time and the things that can benefit her in the hereafter. That's all about the hikam, and inshallah ta'ala will stop by this Friday to come back after Eid, inshallah, as inshallah ta'ala this Friday. I'm not going to be here up until inshallah ta'ala first day, Shawwal. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Perhaps inshallah when we come back, I have the books rented already. So inshallah ta'ala when we come back, we'll distribute the books and start from where we start. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.